Okay, so let me first write down the signature of until. So until takes an observable of T source, and that's actually a this, so it's an extension method, so you can call on the original, and then it takes a I observable of mu until. Returns I observable T. Okay, so draw the diagram for that. So this is the observable T. What this one does is it lets through all of the values from the source until it gets either a value or an exception on u, and then it stops the source. So, so the green are just let through. Now, if this one was completed, a value, it would fire uncompleted on the output. But if it was an exception, it would actually send through the exception. Now, where do you use this operator? It's very useful in the asynchronous patterns like dictionary suggest or drag drop when you want to do an operation until you get another event. So imagine that you were doing drag drop. This would be the mouse moves, and you would stop tracking the mouse moves when you get a mouse up. So this would be the mouse up in that case.
And then we also have a wait until.
Yeah, so actually, let's add a couple of green dots over here.
Yes.
Oh, sure. And then we can see the difference between those two operators.
Yes. And then also we should talk about the algebraic properties, how they relate.
Yes.
So yeah, you see that these were not sent through because we had something happening on the U here. Okay, so wait until has the same signature but a different behavior. And it is that these are not sent through until it gets a message. So the moment it gets a message on you, it would send through the greens. Now, the difference is in behavior with the exception. Is that if an exception happens, it doesn't post a message there, it just assumes that nothing ever happens. So, there's a reason for this, and Wes can see algebraic.
That's right. Here
because he implemented them.
That's right. So let's see. So what we have is what we want is this property to hold true. We want it to be true that x's until y's concat. We haven't talked about concat yet, but it kind of works like an immutable concatenation. X's wait until y's should be equal to x's unless there is an exception in y's. So we want this to hold. And so the way Jeff described until and wait until, it actually follows this property. So if we don't have an exception, there's a slightly different semantics in the exception case. But if we don't have an exception, then until, like we said, brings all the values down, like so, right? This is until. And normally, this would, if it had a value here, it would put a completed message right here. And then wait until does the exact opposite. It wouldn't do all these messages. Instead, it would start firing at this point. And at some point, when X is said, I'm done, we say completed here. So if you see, if we concatenate this this one onto this one, we actually get the original access stream. And that's what the semantics are. In the case of exceptions, then it's slightly different. What it is it's we get the it's equal to X's until the point at which an exception occurs. And then that exception gets the output. That's the semantics of until.